Nine New Priests by Anna Harvey, Catholic Herald staff writer. Hundreds filled the pews and side aisles at Holy Trinity Church in Gainesville to witness the ordination of eight deacons to the priesthood by Bishop Michael F. Burbage, June 3rd. Fathers Jonathan Tony Bennett, Andrew W. Clark, Timothy A. Courtney, Zinjin N. Iglesia, Michael T. Nugent, Stanley Luke Positek IV, Charles C. Wilton, and David C. Witherow. Among the concelebrants were Bishop Emeritus Paul S. Laverty and Archbishop Timothy P. Broglio of the Archdiocese for Military Services and President of the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. At the Mass of Ordination at Holy Trinity Church, Bishop Burbage began his homily by quoting St. Paul, "Rejoice in the Lord always." This aligns with our theme for the second year of preparation for our Diocesan Golden Jubilee in 2024, with our focus on Mary, our Mother. As we echo her words, "My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior," Bishop Burbage said. "We have many reasons to rejoice today. These eight men will be ordained and configured forever to the very person of Jesus Christ, the High Priest. However, St. Paul says, rejoice always," Bishop Burbage reminded the candidates, saying that, as with all vocations, they will experience difficulties. "Yet, we are able to rejoice always, even in the midst of challenges, the unexpected and even sufferings, because," St. Paul tells us, "the Lord is near," Bishop Burbage said. "Indeed he is, so stay close to him, dear sons. Abide with him, and through your effective preaching of the gospel, reverent celebration of the sacraments, fervent prayer and priestly holiness, faithfulness and zeal, draw others near to him. And in the process, rejoice always." Father Elder A. Maldonado was ordained a priest by Bishop Burbage in Rome May 27th at the Chapel of the Immaculate Conception at the Pontifical North American College in Rome. In his homily at the Mass, Bishop Burbage described how Father Maldonado gave his first priestly yes far before his ordination to embrace whatever God might have planned for him. "For you, Elder, that opportunity to offer a priestly yes occurred even before your ordination. I think that the Lord has given your priestly life an incredibly strong foundation that will serve you well throughout your entire priesthood. You reflect the joy and serenity that are ours when we remain faithful to the promises of respect and obedience that you will soon make, as does every priest on the day of ordination," Bishop Burbage said. "And on this day of your ordination, we rejoice, for upon the laying on of hands, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, and the prayer of ordination, the handing on of the ministerial priesthood will be accomplished. You will be ordained and configured forever to the very person of Jesus Christ." The eight other ordinandi soon followed Father Maldonado's example at the Mass of Ordination June 3rd. During the rite of ordination, the ordinandi then knelt before Bishop Burbage and placed their hands between his, promising to obey him and succeeding bishops, to preach the gospel and teachings of the Catholic Church truthfully, to celebrate the sacraments reverently, to pray without ceasing, and to consecrate themselves to God. After Bishop Burbage recited each promise, the ordinandi responded and vowed, "I do with the help of God." The choir and faithful then sang the Litany of Saints during the Litany of Supplication, as the ordinandi prostrated themselves before the altar. Following the Litany of Saints, the ordinandi arose and knelt as Bishop Burbage placed his hands on the head of each. The 175 priests from the Arlington Diocese and the Archdiocese for the Military Services then processed by the newly ordained, likewise laying their hands on the head of each. Following the prayer of ordination, the newly ordained stood and were vested by priests from the Arlington Diocese. Father Nico Quintos, parochial vicar at St. Philip the Apostle Church in Clifton, New Jersey, in the Diocese of Paterson, for Father Witherow. Father Jason C. Burchell, for Father Bennett. Father Stephen F. McGraw, pastor of San Jose in Pedro Santana, Dominican Republic, for Father Clark. Father Paul D. Scalia, pastor of St. James Church in Falls Church, for Father Courtney. Father James R. Serby, parochial vicar at St. Timothy Church in Chantilly, for Father Iglesia. Father James F. Walkus, parochial vicar at St. Anthony of Padua Church in Falls Church, for Father Nugent. Father John F. Heisler, parochial vicar of St. Francis de Sales Church in Percival, for Father Positek. And Father Christopher J. Pollard, pastor of St. John the Beloved Church in McLean, for Father Wilton. The newly vested men knelt before Bishop Burbage, who anointed their palms with holy chrism. The eight men washed their hands while their parents presented the gifts to Bishop Burbage. Bishop Burbage then placed a paten with bread and chalice of wine in the hands of each of the newly ordained, saying, "Understand what you will do, imitate what you will celebrate, and conform your life to the mystery of the Lord's cross." Lastly, Bishop Burbage offered the newly ordained the fraternal kiss, as did each of the concelebrating priests. During the liturgy of the Eucharist, the newly ordained gathered around the altar with Bishop Burbage and several concelebrating priests. Just before the final prayer, Archbishop Broglio, Bishop Laverty, and Bishop Burbage knelt before the newly ordained for their blessings. As the new priests processed down the aisle, they were met with enthusiastic applause from the faithful. After Mass, friends and family lined up outside for the traditional first blessings of the newly ordained. Carla and Annie McGraw, cousins of Father Clark, said that the celebration's emphasis on rejoicing and the rich symbolism of the priesthood present in the ordination rite moved them. "Just seeing all of them up there together just praising God, it was really cool," Carla said. "Going all the way back to Melchizedek and how this has been a part of our Catholic religion since the beginning of time, and seeing it now with all of the priests, it was very inspiring. I thought it was great to see all the older priests have that mentorship and just setting a good example and paving the way for the younger priests. What stood out to me was when they were doing the line of priests and when the ordained priests were standing up and congratulating them," Annie said. "Honestly, I think they're going to do a good job, and God has chosen great teammates." Linda and Melvin Frank met Father Wilton when he was on a seminarian summer assignment at St. John the Beloved Church in McLean. "We pray for seminarians, but it's nice to adopt a seminarian. So he's our adopted seminarian, and we pray a family rosary for him when we go to Holy Hour. We are his spiritual family," Linda said. Over the years, the Franks continued to send their adoptive seminarian prayers and even care packages. "I was very emotional at this ordination because he's our spiritual younger brother," Linda said. "And when I hugged him, I told him, this is about getting each other to heaven. And he agreed."